Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuz for Simcha ben Nechagitl and for Nechagitl Basar B'chaim Tzvi, B'chaim Tzvi ben Eliyahu the Rosh, and Masechet Shabbos and Perek Yudalet Simen Tes brings from the Shiltis that according to Reb Shimon, one is allowed to drink a herb that's going to make him unable to have children as long as it's the refuah. Because Rav Shimon holds that Davar Shenem Skavin's mutter, but the Rosh argues and he says, what are you talking about? Rav Shimon holds it's psik reisha v'lo yamus is aser, and you can't say here it's lo nichale, because that's dafgalin and Shabbos is the whole word of lo nichale. If you don't want the psik reisha to happen, it's beseder according to the Aruch, because we require melechus machshavas aval b'sharis surim, we don't require nichale. And the Mefarshim ask on this, in other words, no nichale, it's going to be aser even if it's lo nichale according to Reb Shimon. But the Farshim asking this, that the Rosh himself, Perek Yud Beis, Simon Aleph, brings from the Aruch Rayas L'shitasa, the Psik Reshit Lo Nichalei is Mutter, and there it's talking about other Isurim, like Mila B'Tzaras. So Ma Pitom over here, the Rosh says that a B'Shar Isurim, Lo Nichalei doesn't play a role, and it's still going to be Aser. Ma Pitom? There he brings Rayas for the Aruch, the Psik Reshit Lo Nichalei is Mutter, and according to Reb Shimon, that's, and he's talking about other Isurim in the Torah, like Mila B'Tzaras. So which one is it? Does Rav Shimon hold Psik Reshit Lo Nichalei is Mutter? B'Shar Isurim or not? One place he says that it's Mutter, and another place he says that it's not. Also, we have the same problem with the Ran. The Ran in Perek Yudal in the Sugya of Seiris says that the Aruch was only Matir Psik Reshit Lo Nichalei B'Melechus Shabbos. B'shar Asurim, it's Asur, but at the end of the parak, he brings the Rai of the Aruch, the Psuk Rishal Lo Nichalei is Mutter, from the Isur of Kalayim. So you see, Shagam B'shar Asurim, the Aruch holds that it's Mutter. If it's Lo Nichalei, Rashi and Shabbos, Legabe Psias Chilazon, piercing a snail, on Shabbos, that the, according to one opinion, it's only us around Seda for hunting down the snail, trapping the snail, but not Alts Natilas Neshama, because the Gemara says, because he doesn't want the animal to die. And when is Rav Shimon Moideh, Rashi says there, Ayin Hey, Amid Aleph, Divra Maskel Tfei Nichalei, B'midi D'lo Ichbas Leif, if the person doesn't care, then Rav Shimon says, he's molded that Psik Reisha Lo Nichalei, the Psik Reisha is Aser. If it's Lo Ichbas Leif, but if it's lo nichalei, then he'd be pater. Rav Shimon agrees that it's aser if it's lo ichbaslei. But if it's lo nichalei, then he's pater. And Tosfos asks on Rashi that it's not true. Tosfos says that Rav Shimon is mode if it's lo ichbaslei, and not only lo nichalei, but even lo ichbaslei, that when is Rav Shimon Modeh if it's nichalei? But if it's lo ichbaslei, then he holds that it's mutter. So Rashi says it's only mutter according to Rav Shimon if it's lo nichalei. But Tosis holds, according to Rav Shimon, psik reisha is mutter as long as lo ichbaslei, as long as he doesn't want it to happen, he doesn't care. Then he quotes Rashi, and then he says, but it's not true, because you see in the Gemara later on in Kuf Gimel that if somebody plucks twigs on Shabbos and he's beautifying his friend's land, which is Lo Ichbas Lei, Reb Shimon says, you're Pater. So you see that Psik Reish is Lo Ichbas Lei, Reb Shimon Paters. And moreover, Rashi himself there says, Lo Ichbas Lei Liyapos, and therefore Reb Shimon Paters. So Rashi also holds Lo Ichbas Lei is Pater. So Rashi says, Divrei Atzmo. And if Ayin Hey, Rashi says, according to Reb Shimon, Lo Ich Psik Reish Lo Ichbas Lei is Aser, and elsewhere in Kuf Gimel, Rashi says Psik Reish Lo Nichale Lo Ichbas Lei is Pater. For Amud Bezer Rabbi Kivei Gilgilian Hashas, so Gaon HaGadol Rabbi Abba Berman explains as follows, based on the Gra in the Shnos Eliyahu and Kelayim Perek Tes Mishnah Beis, and that it says in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to wear Kelayim, even on 10 garments, even to hide from the tax collector. So in the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, it says the reason that Davar Shenem Miskaven is Aser, and the Rash and Bravadi and Bartinu, there in the Mishnah, say that this Mishnah argues with the other Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, that those who sell garments are allowed to sell in their normal way, even though they might have shatnez, provided they don't have kavana in the summer because of the sun, and in the rainy season because of the rain. And that's Laman de'omer, Dabar Shena Miskavin is mutter. Says a machlokas. According to the one Mishnah, Dabar Shena Miskavin is aser, and therefore a few lignevas of neches, one is not allowed to wear kalayim. And according to the other opinion, according to the other Mishnah, Dabar Shena Miskavin is mutter, and therefore one is allowed to wear kalayim shatnez garments as long as he doesn't have kavana, because Dabar Shena Miskavin is mutter, and it's simply a machlokas. The only problem is that the Rambam paskins both of them. The Rambam paskins in Ochs Kalayim Perigid Alacha Tezayin that Mochre Ksus Mochre and Kedarkan, provided that they don't have Kavana to from the summer sun in the summer and from the rain in the rainy season. And the Rambam also paskins that, and that would imply then that Dabar Shena Miskavin is Mutter. And the Rambam also paskins that Afil Avrichas Hameches is Aser. Why Afil Avrichas Hameches is Aser? Because Dabar Shena Miskavin is Aser. So which one is it? So the Gra writes that Be'emes lo kashem midi. It's not shver at all, because it says in Bava Kama Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that Rav Shimon says in the name of Rabbi Akiva that La'avriach es hameches is mutter. And the kasha is, Reb Shimon holds in Gan's Shas that Dabar Shena Miskavin is mutter. So why does he need to come on to Rabbi Akiva? B'shem Rabbi Akiva could have said it b'shem atzmo. Avala emesiyara darko, that there's a difference between when somebody's not Miskavin, he doesn't iser mamish, he just doesn't have kavana. There, Reb Shimon holds that it's aser. Like in this Mishnah, that lo yobosh kenayim afil lignavos hamechas, there he's lovish kedarko, he's doing an iser, he just doesn't have kavana to do the iser. And there, Reb Shimon agrees that it's aser. He's just speaking the name of Rabbi Akiva, that there Rabbi Akiva holds it's mutter. Therefore, he says a dafka in the name of Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree. But in the Mishnah of Mochrei Ksus, that we're talking about putting him on his shoulders and he's not lovesh, there Rabbi Shimon holds that it's mutter, because if he's not miskavin the kach, even though he's carrying them on his shoulders, and it's halah, nevertheless, since it's yefshir binyan acher, and he has to put them on his shoulders in order that the konim see it, we're talking about mochrei ksus, so therefore it's mutter. But that's not levisha kedarko. So there, Reb Shimon holds that it's mutter. But if he's mamish doing an iser mamish, then it's aser. And continues the gra, and now you shove him divrei Rambam, because he paskins like Reb Shimon. And therefore, he says lignovus and neches is aser, because he's wearing it kedarko, and also mochrei ksus, mochrin kedarkon, because he's not really wearing it. There he holds Dabar Shena Miskavin's mutter. So you see from this gra that there are two ways of doing Dabar Shena Miskavin. One is that you're doing the iser mamish; you just don't have kavana, like lignovus and neches. There, Rabbi Akiva's matr, Reb Shimon's ma'ida, that's aser. And there's another often Shena Miskavin. You're not doing the iser mamish, like mochrei ksus, that they sell kedark on there, Reb Shimon holds that it's mutter, because that's not considered an iser mamish. In the Gemara in Maseches Beitza, and Lamed Beis, it says Hai Madurta. Rehuda says that if a person makes a big Madura on Yantiv and he brings Eitzim to set up the Madura, so Milamata Milamala Lamata Shari Milamata Lamala Aser, other words, to first bring the Eitzim Helionim and to hold on to them, and then to be Mesader under them, Ksalim, because the way they used to do it is, they used to like make walls on all four sides, and then put like some type of gag on top, and it looked like an Oel. So if he does it from above to below, first the higher ones, then the walls, it's Mutter. But Milamata Lamala, it's Aser, but Laniach Tchilas Eitzim, Shisham Shu Ksalim, and then to place the Eitzim, put the gag, that's going to be Aser, because that's considered Bone. So Rashi says, in Dibur Maschil, that's considered derech binyan. And this Tosis writes, Perish Rashi, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Hachasvir, like Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Yehuda here, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Asir's Muksa, Vedarvashenu Miskavain, Avalanan Svirlan, Ke Reb Shimon, Vedarvashenu Miskavain Mutter. Vedochekulomar, the Kolhani Milsa, the Lok Reb Shimon, we pass in like Reb Shimon. We hold like Reb Shimon, and it's hard to say this is all not like Reb Shimon. This is even according to Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Shimon, holds Reb Shimon Miskavin is generally mutter. When is it mutter? When you don't intend to do it. He doesn't intend to do this malacha, but here he's intending it. He's intending to do this maisa. If you're not intending to do the maisa, Reb Shimon holds that it's mutter. But if you're intending to do the maisa, Reb Shimon holds that Dabar Shana Miskavin is Aser. B'chai Gavna, there's a machlokas Rashi Tosin B'choras Chafei Amar Aleph, on that it says, Para Aduma, Shtei Cyrus Ikron Madin V'roshay Mashkin, if you see Cyrus, that at the base they're red, and at the top they're black. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon Omer Goizes Misperayim Veinuchosh. You can cut them with a scissor. He doesn't have to worry about it. Rashi explains Goizes Veinuchosh Mishum Giza BeKachim. He doesn't have to worry about shearing Kachim. Al Mishum Deinu Beskavin Lishum Giza Latakin Shart. Since this Kavan is not Giza, it's Latakin. It's Mutter. And Frek Toisves. What are you talking about? Veinzik Hashar Lashon Ein Beskavin BeAlma Kevin BeKavan and Goizes Misperayim. He says this is not a regular Lo Miskavin. Because he does have kavanah. He does have kavanah to do the maisa. He doesn't have kavanah to do the iser. But normally, Eino Miskavin, Tosa says, is that he doesn't have kavanah to do the maisa. And this brings us to the very big yisod in Mitzvah's essay. And this is going to bring us to a havana in the sugya. And the b'siyata d'shmaya, in the next shir, hopefully we will explain more. And then come to a resolution of our problems. Amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.